The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Big news this morning is President Trump and First Lady Melania have tested positive for COVID-19. Here's what's trending in the news.
This evening, I received confirmation that both President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for coronavirus. They are both well at this time, and they plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence.
It's Anna and Raven. So, okay, how did this happen? They think what happened is Hope Hicks is one of their senior aides. She tested positive a couple days ago, and they were all together traveling, doing all the campaigning.
President stuff.
Yeah, president stuff,
right.
You know, election year, and that's where they got it from. So now Trump says that we're going to get through this together, and First Lady Melania tweeted, "We're feeling good." But the big question that everybody has is, now what?
Right.
What do you, like, what
do we call
Kiefer
Sutherland? Right? Isn't there that show where nobody else goes and then all of a sudden he's the guy or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, do we get somebody like that? What do we do?
Well, actually, there's protocol for stuff like this. And the Constitution's 25th Amendment spells it out. There's an actual procedure that the president has to declare himself unable to discharge the powers and duties of the presidency.
Well, that's not going to happen.
It's never, ever that's in a not, billion years
going
to happen.
Not a lot of people would give up that job, but he's definitely not going to give up that
right.
job.
But the crazy part is how he would have to do it.
Okay.
If he were to make that call,
right.
if, and that's a big if, right, he would have to transmit a written note, a handwritten note to the Senate President Grassley and the House Speaker Pelosi, and then... Vice President Pence would serve as the acting president until Trump transmitted, and I quote, a written declaration to the contrary.
Wait a minute. I mean, how do you transmit something that's written, number one? Are we talking about
fax
scan
machine.
And email send?
No, we're going to fax it.
Come on. Nobody's still got one of those things. How does that even happen?
You're
going to send like a carrier pigeon or something.
Pelosi's sitting at home. You know, she's got her, like, sweatpants on. She's
yeah.
sitting on the couch eating some popcorn. All of a sudden, you hear her fax machine. She's like, is somebody faxing me something?
Or a bird ticking on the window, like Game of Thrones. The ravens have arrived. The ravens. There's a raven for you, Miss Pelosi.
She has to go to the beach so the bottle comes ashore. And there's a rolled up piece of paper in there with a handwritten
note. Does seem a little
note.
Bit antiquated.
Isn't
seems a little
that
bit
strange?
Seems a little bit yesteryear.
But can you email it? I feel like you can't email it because,
yeah.
you know, then what happens if Russia intercepts it? And, like, and then Russia's
they sent
like,
it. They said, got you. Listen, we're going to give you back the presidency as long as you send us a check for $15,000. You also won the Nigerian lottery.
I mean, to me, this seems like it should probably be updated somehow.
Right.
I don't think we need to handwrite anything anymore.
I mean, they're in a relatively close vicinity. Can't you just, you know, open the window and scream it
just
or something?
Yell it out the window.
Well, you do that, though. You're spreading the COVID. You can't do that.
No, you can't open
sing
the windows.
It, can't
right.
scream it. Can't
it's
do either of those
so
things.
It's so hard to scream with that mask on.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really get very far.
Well, you know, hopefully everybody's going to be okay.
And they're
I'm
all
sure.
going to be fine.
But yes.
They should probably figure this out. They might want to update this.
Maybe update the policy, right?
Yeah.
It's time for a memo. Let's put one of those out.